Good morning, A-Town. You know who it is. This is Streets Morning Takeover right here on Streets 94.5. All right, second date update, man. Who's on the line this morning?
Jade.
Hey, good morning, Jade. How you doing, sweetheart?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm blessed, as usual. How can I help you?
So I had went on a date with a guy named Rod, and it was a really good date, at least what I thought. I was looking good in my dress, and both of us are into healthy foods and working out and vegan and things of that nature. And so we went to the Stone Mountain to run out. After that, after Stone Mountain, he never called back. I texted him a few times. He never got back with me. I thought everything was good, the whole workout. And we changed. We went. I had some changing clothes, you know, because that's really why we got together, because we was into the whole eating healthy and working out thing. So I changed my clothes. I got into my nice little shorts. I was looking really good and everything. We worked out. We ran, we jogged, we did a whole bunch of things together. It seemed really cool. Wow. It seemed like he was, you know, feeling me, but at least I thought.
At least you thought.
I even hit him up on social media, but he never responded.
It might have been kind of hard. Y'all on a date and you go from wearing a dress to workout clothes. But, I mean, that might not have nothing to do with it. Now, what's his name again, baby?
His name is Rod.
Rod. All right, this is what we're going to do for you. We're going to get Rod on the phone and find out what's really going on, because we the professionals. That's why you trusted us. That's why you call. We're going to take it. But while he's on the phone, don't say nothing until we call you in, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Hey, man. Is that like a perfect date? Like, to work out? That's my type of date.
It's not a perfect date. She seems like she's a good girl. She seems like it wouldn't be nothing wrong with a date like that.
You think she's more athletically inclined than he was?
Ain't no telling.
She probably climbed that mountain like it wasn't.
Bro, it probably got nothing to do with that.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. Am I speaking to Rod?
Yeah, this Rod. What
up, Rod? Hey, Rod, this Jock, Young Jock, Mo Quick and Shout of Streets Morning Takeover on Streets 94.5. You got a minute, homie?
What's going on, bro?
Hey, look, bro, we got a segment on our show called Second Date Update, fool. And basically, you went on a date recently with a young lady. The way she talked about you, like you was the it factor, like you is what these women want. And you know what I'm saying? She's talking about how good y'all date was and everything. And she's trying to figure out why she ain't heard from you.
Hold on. First of all, what's the young lady's name, man? Because I don't just want to start throwing no information. Like, who you talking about?
Okay, so are you familiar with a young lady by the name of Jada?
Jada, I know exactly what you're talking about. What's going on with that situation?
Well, that's why we calling you, man, because she want to know what's good. She's trying to figure it out.
Okay, do y'all want me, like, to really, like, just be honest or, like, just, like, to keep y'all the water down? Like, how do y'all want it? Like, I don't want to be rude, you feel what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's like I wasn't expecting what I seen, you feel what I'm saying? So it kind of turned me off, and then once I seen what I seen, I couldn't look at her in the same way. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I kind of just distanced myself. We end up linking off of Instagram. We end up going to Arden Garden. She's a cool chick. She's a pretty girl. You know what I'm saying? I was digging her. So we was both into the health thing, and I was like, let's go to Stone Mountain and just walk the mountain or whatever, and just kick it and conversate or whatever, and find out more about each other. So as we get there, you know what I'm saying? She got a workout clothes on, and like, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but her legs were so hairy, like. She doesn't shave, doesn't wax, doesn't. So I can only imagine what other areas are looking like. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, wolf monkey.
So you one of the dudes that you don't like hair. So where does she have hair at?
Legs, arms. It's just like kind of like she's rich. Like she has real rich. I don't know.
She ain't have she have a mustache and a beard, did she?
I wouldn't say all that, because I mean, I guess you keep the face trim. But wow. A legs and an arms, bro. I mean, like,
All right, now listen, I know where you come from with this. Now, me personally, I find a little hair, if a woman has the right build and the right swag with it, the right sauce, you know, just a little fuzz on her arms, and she got a little straight hair on her legs, I'm cool with that.
I'm a wolf monkey guy myself, so.
Oh, my God, Shawty, you're terrible.
I said my butt weak hell out.
It's never that.
But I think it's a difference from a little peach fuzz to, like, a whole like, afro on a leg. I'm not really into it.
You know what? Don't even tell us about it, Rod. We got her on the phone. Tell her. She on the phone right now.
Oh, man.
Harry.
Hello?
Hello?
What's up, man?
Well, I really feel like that was really petty of you, and I don't feel like I have that much hair on me for you to not call me back. the hair could have been shaved. And if you would have went on a second date, you probably would have loved his hair after that. I probably would have had you petting his hair.
Oh, no, I'm not a barbershop. I ain't gonna lie to you. I do tattoos. That's totally not my profession.
It's very petty. It's very petty because the time that we had, do you ever meet other chicks that's into the same things that you are and all of that?
So, Roy, did you actually touch the hair? What kind of grade the hair?
Oh, nah, I wasn't trying to
touch
it like that, bro.
You sort of want to know, was it fine?
But he had no problem touching on me, though.
Yeah, before I knew it was the hair, before I knew he didn't like the shave. Yeah, I got me sound like I'm just such a rude guy, man. I'm not a rude guy, man.
It's petty, because that could have been conversated. It could have been said. You could easily tell me, I could shave. Some days, you just not every day a girl just, you know what I mean, got everything on fleek. Just real talk.
Yeah, but when you're going out on a date, then kind of. You should probably
like first impressions are everything. Like you only get one chance of first impression, and then me first seeing you like that, I'm gonna always think of you in that way. Like, oh, she just hairy. She just because you had to be aware that this was your first time coming to see me like actually in the flesh.
Okay. Look, we ain't gonna go back and forth about this. Y'all crazy. Let's just figure this out. This second date update. You called to find out what's up with her. We got him on the phone for you, baby girl. We just need to know from you, Rod. Is it gonna be a second date? Because that's what this is about.
If she can nail that thing out.
Well, I'm going to be honest, man. I feel like it's to the point now to where she's comfortable being that way. Like, because obviously she came out on a date with me and she didn't see it as an issue for her to put her workout clothes
bro,
on.
Bro, don't be bougie, bro. Don't be bougie, bro.
Hey, man, I got standards, man. Like, I ain't out here not doing it, man. You get what I'm saying?
All right, man. That is A-Town. The brother Rod said he is not interested in the second date because the first time he saw that hair, he said, I can't go back there. Y'all call us up, man, 443-520-945. Hey, Tom, I don't know, man. I'm just not that petty. I know how to open my mouth and say, hey, baby, that's a little too much hair for me. Fix it or I'm gone. It's that simple. Call us up. Keep right here where you got it, number one in the streets, 945.
Wow.